Edwin, the resurrection. Let's talk a little bit about how you were able to find that in the Bible codes.
Okay. We started out looking for the resurrection of Jesus. We found that, and there was a sentence right after it. It's the whole thing read, "The resurrection of Jesus, he is risen indeed." Another one, we looked for "he arose," and it says, "Rejoice," he said, "with fire from his soul, and he arose." We found a resurrection in another context, and it says, "and bless her people as in the resurrection." Another one, "the value of resurrection is thus dear." Here's an interesting one. It says, "The Father of Destiny will make you rejoice. Who is Jesus, our master over death?" As far as ascension.
That's what I want to know about.
Oh, the ascension?
Yes.
Okay. We looked for ascension, and we found it as part of a complete sentence. It says, "command that we skip everything but the gem of ascension."
What does that mean?
Well, it means that that's the most important thing, I guess, is the ascension.
Do they talk about, beyond that, life after death, what might be out there for all of us?
You know, that's an interesting question.
Somewhere along the line, they had to know something.
Well, here's one. It says, "Father, the ascension of Jesus is heavenly." So it does mention of heaven. And again, we just started out looking for ascension of Jesus, and it was surprising that right after we had is heavenly.
Now, when you and Dr. Jacoby were doing this work, besides this obvious reference, was there anything that just boggled both of your minds when you started finding things? I mean, whether it was 9/11 or Osama bin Laden or anything else, was there anything there that just stuck out?
Well, I think that what really surprised us were how long some of the codes were that we found. We found some that were 60, 70 letters long, and this was just totally incredible to us.
Why would that be?
Well, because it's easy to find, again, a single word, but when you try to extend it, most likely all you're going to find is gibberish. And so, for example, here's a 73-letter code. It says, "or come down, for the Father of Destiny will make you rejoice. Who is Jesus, our master over death? Prevent my fever for him. And who is God who, like their nation, has crushed you?"
Now, you know, in the Bible code, Drosnin made reference to Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated, the Jewish prime minister. He was, and that they tried to notify him a year before this happened. Is that a true story? Do you know?
Well, I can't tell any more than you can. He stated that in his book.
Well, that doesn't mean it's a true story.
I know. Yeah. Well, I have no inside information other than what you have, which is from reading the book. So I can't tell you.
Okay.
I mean, if I believe him to be an honest man, it's true.
Anything about Hitler, Einstein, anything in the Bible codes that you were able to find?
Yes. In fact, that was one of the ones that started to turn me from a skeptic into thinking that there's something real there.
Really? Okay.
One of Drosnin's clusters on Hitler had Nazi and enemy in it as a code. And so I said, well, I'll turn that around. Rather than looking for Nazi and enemy, I'll look for enemy and Nazi. And I was astonished to found it right in the same area. And but even more than that, right before enemy and Nazi were two words which blew Nathan and I away. The two words were "horrible shower." And I just pictured the scene from Schindler's List.
Yes, those gas showers.
You know, the gas showers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was very short but very pungent. And there were others in the bitter sea of Auschwitz. And then there was another code, "crematorium for my sons."
Do they admit that Hitler, or do they point out that he's dead, that he committed suicide, anything like that? Or did he, as a few people think, escape?
I haven't seen anything that would indicate his fate.
Okay.
One way or the other.
What about future presidents? Are you able to decipher that at all from the Bible code?
Well, again, I don't think the purpose is to try to make predictions.
Right, but you just admitted they are in there.
But yes, that's correct. It's just that I think the most you can do is come up with possibilities, because you find something and you can't really rely on it, especially. So we have tended to focus more on other issues like checking out recent events and so forth, because it's a lot easier to flesh out the details on it.
I mean, do you have, like, does the name Hillary pop up or Condoleezza Rice pop up?
I haven't looked for those. I mean, we did look for example, and this was many years ago, Clinton and Lewinsky, and we actually found that their names crossed and they shared a common L. So that the L of Lewinsky was the L of Clinton in the code, and they crisscrossed one another, which was quite surprising.
What do you think that the purpose of these codes really is? I mean, to try to convince us that all this is true, to convince us that there's a divine maker?
Yes, I think
you
so.
You think that was it?
I think so. Well, I mean, let's take Katrina, for example. Now, I can go through the ones that we found, but I look at that collection, and as specific as it is, I wouldn't have known ahead of time which of these to look for. Okay? Nevertheless, they're there. We looked for Katrina. We found it was part of something that said so terrible.
So did you find these after the fact?
These were right after.
Just recently, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, so terrible is Katrina. Then right next to it, hurricane, a heap of ruins. Then it talks about the Black's Foundation, and you may say, well, what's that about? Well, New Orleans is the port through which most of the black slaves came into the United States.
That's true.
And so we found another one. It says, a Black's Wailing of the Poor. There was a very interesting one we found going right through Katrina was George W. Bush. And right after it was a single word that kind of hits the sentiment of the day, or at least of those that are critical of the president. It reads, George W. Bush sleeps.